This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I mean, I haven't asked the president for anything ever.
And if it comes up, how will you handle it?
Well,
you won't be involved.
Yeah, I'll recuse myself if it is.
If there's a conflict, you won't be involved. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want that, and he won't want it.
Right, and obviously I'm getting a sort of a daily proctology exam here. You know, it's not like I'll be getting away from something in the dead of night. I mean, I haven't asked the president for anything ever.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Shannon Bream on live with us now from Fox News Sunday. Shannon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. You know, Don and Elon are like the new comedy team there, huh?
They are. Listen, they have a very unique and unusual partnership. And it's funny because, you know, Elon will point out just 2 or 3 years ago, he was fully on the left side of the equation and really had his own awakening and sees the world in a completely different way. And I think this bromance is it's going to last for a while.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you, though, because They got a win here in the courts here because all these Democrats are trying to shut down, I guess, Doge, or at least Doge's ability to go in and make immediate changes. Was it Tanya Chutkan, the judge who handled the big case against Trump, right?
Exactly. So when I saw that she had been assigned to this, I thought, oh, this may not be great for the Trump team in this case, just because it was clear during her handling of the federal case against him, the criminal case, that his team wasn't getting any breaks. And she was pretty hardcore on them. But even with that in mind, she ruled against these 14 attorneys general, state attorneys general, who came to say, we want Doge stopped. We want it stopped right now in its tracks. And she just basically said to them, listen, I haven't seen the concrete harm that you're talking about. You haven't demonstrated enough here for me to give you a temporary restraining order. So even Judge Chutkan says, you know, Doge can continue.
How about the issue of anchor babies, birthright citizenship?
Mm-hmm.
That got stayed again, I believe. Is the next step an emergency request to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, if the Trump team decides to go to the next level, that's where you would go. And so it would go to the justice who oversees the Ninth Circuit. Currently, that's Justice Kagan. She could decide alone on an emergency request. But most of the time with these really big headline decision cases like this, they'll refer it to the full court for a vote. And keep in mind, it would just be something temporary in nature to say, okay, until we actually get to the merits of this birthright citizenship case with the 14th Amendment, Would the president's executive order be on hold? So, yeah, if they go the next step to SCOTUS, we could have an answer pretty quickly.
Shannon, I was happy to see a U.S. appeals court blocked Biden's plan to try to pay off a lot of the student debt for people. Obviously, you know, thousands of people have already had their debt paid off. But what does this latest ruling mean? Does that mean this next round of people that he planned to pay off their debt will not get that relief?
Well, you know, they did this in so many different slivers because the Supreme Court told him you cannot do this in a big sweeping way to just wipe all of this stuff out. So his team said, okay, we're going to go more piecemeal about this. So there have been very specific different programs, and this ruling only applies to that one group that they've now tried to do. So if you have a question about whether or not you're included in this group and whether you're going to get relief, I would take a breath and take a minute and check to see if you're in this latest group that they've paused.
Yeah. Any comments on King Trump?
Very interesting. Listen, it makes for great magazine and newspaper headshots and covers, and very interesting. So, listen, the question is, we haven't had a monarch ever in the U.S. because that is clearly the way that our founders planned this thing. We've got different branches. And listen, there's some critics right now saying, the legislative branch, you're giving up some of your power to the executive. And I think a lot of these cases that have been filed against the Trump team and that are headed to SCOTUS are going to center on that one question about just how powerful is the executive and the executive branch.
Well, maybe I should have explained myself to people that haven't heard this yet. I guess because they cut down that fee or did away with the fee in New York heading into Manhattan, President Trump tweeted out, it's good to be king or something like that. And they took that as him suggesting he is a king. I would assume his administration pressured them to stop charging that fee. Is that what happened?
Yeah, apparently the way that I understand it, I definitely need to dig into that more, but there are highways there that do get federal money or were funded at some point with federal money. So Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy has come out to say, hey, listen, that means that we have something to say about this, and that means that you have to listen to what we say about it, and we think that congestion pricing has got to go.
Well, I know them and a lot of my liberal friends on social media are having a ball with that one this morning, for sure. What happens next, Shannon, and maybe this is a subject you're going to cover this weekend, with the president's comments on Ukraine? It's got a lot of people fired up when he seemed to suggest they could have prevented Russia's incursion.
Yeah, and he's hearing back, not surprisingly, from Democrats who say, we would never agree with that viewpoint. But you do have Republicans out there, too, saying, this was inartful. This is not what he should have said. This was completely Russia attacking in an unprovoked way Ukraine. And you wonder how much of it is public posturing for Putin because they are at the negotiating table with him. But you do have people on both sides of the aisle here in Washington who were not a fan of what the president had to say, assigning any of the blame to Ukraine yesterday.
Yeah. Cruz was one of the ones defending him a little bit, I saw. So is that something you're talking about this weekend? You have the show laid out?
Yeah, we are definitely going to be talking about Ukraine and Russia because, listen, that is one of the things that President Trump promised during his campaign, that he would get it wrapped up quickly. And he may be moving in that direction, but Ukraine feels like they don't have a seat at the table. It's something that has split Washington for a long time. There's been a ton of support, and the general American public was very supportive in the beginning. That has receded a bit as people have said, okay, $350 billion. Is that what we're talking about? Is that the number? Where has it gone? Can Zelensky even tell us where all of it went? And it seems he has trouble and admits that he doesn't know where all of this money went. So I think there's a clock ticking, and here in Washington, people have thought, no more money. We got it. We need answers.
Shannon, are you a hockey fan? You're going to be watching that Four Nations game tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. Now, I can't say that I was before marriage. I had my own sports. I was more of a football person. We had that, too. But my husband's a huge hockey fan. He knows every player and every team from every country. And you better believe it's going to be on in the Bream House tonight.
And tonight, patriotism will play a role as
USA.
Well. That's right. That's right. Shannon, we'll be watching on Sunday. Thank you.
See you then.
You bet. Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday there. Should be a good game. Carl, do we know what time that starts by chance?
7 p.
7 p. Central Time. We can at least see part of it before we have to turn in and go to bed tonight. Kim, how about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.